Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
What the fuck is up, Skank Fest? Final day! Day three!
Woo! Guys, I just got word. Dylan found his money. He just misplaced it. False alarm, everyone calm down.
There's no way Dylan stayed for the rest of the festival.
It is the last day of Skank Fest New Orleans, folks. It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. I never thought this was going to be as fucking smooth and as good as it was going to be. So now I want to do five more fucking days right now. I don't want it to end. Are you guys fucking faggots? Why are you sleeping right now? Wake the fuck up. It's the last day of Skankfest. Everyone is watching at home on Veeps right now, jealous that they are not here right now. That is what's happening.
But they are at home well rested.
They did not get robbed on Bourbon Street.
Everybody here is fueled by Red Bull and cocaine. We did it, everybody. Should I do the official announcements? Everybody, hey, look, it's Davey Smith, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, and I'm Big J. Okerson, and we are the legendary Legion of Skanks.
The legendary Legion of Skanks. Don't get it twisted. Every time Tony Hinchcliffe says he has the number one live podcast in the world, remind him.
Oh.
Remind him who was here first. Fucking remind him.
There's no Tony Fest. There's Skank Fest. But we do Jay, don't, Tony Water.
Jay, do not put Tony Fest into the ether. They will crush us.
Tony Fest.
Tony Fest would be so huge, dude.
I dare him to
no,
try
no.
to do a Tony Fest.
No, Jay.
What do you got, bottomless money to make it even better? Bring it on, little man.
This is the worst idea ever. Every time,
what are you gonna get Joe Rogan behind you? Make sure it gets to millions upon millions of people. Fuck you.
I'll tell you, we have an amazing panel. We'll get them up here in a second. Every year we go, all right, we'll do it. We'll figure out what we're gonna do next year. I don't see how we don't come back to New Orleans next year. I don't see it.
I don't see it. Let me tell you something. I agree. And I'd love to, but I just know, I love when you speak in declarative statements, dude. You've told places so many times, like, we will be in Dallas, Texas next year.
Can you just imagine what
people are like, oh, I'm going to get my vacation.
Just to be Lewis's business partner in the back of the room, and then you just watch him just get caught up in the moment. He goes, and we are changing our entire business plan. And you're just in the back.
We're donating every profit to the homeless of New Orleans.
Remember, Lewis has made proclamations of donations to charity before without telling us.
We did to Puerto Rico, dude.
To Puerto Rico.
Before any of us had any money, we were at the Comedy Store. We were making like $7,000 a split, which was a big fucking day for us. And then I just declared at dinner in front of like 30 people that we were donating the money to the hurricane relief in Puerto Rico. Nobody, including me, gave a shit about the hurricane in Puerto Rico. I was just drunk and in a moment.
It was celebration dinner after I did Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
You went, dude, I already told the producers, we're giving the money away to charity in Puerto Rico for the night.
We needed that $2,000 each so badly.
Yeah, I needed the money, and also it was a cause I didn't. I was pro hurricane in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Dave
so
does.
It was really against
right,
my values.
Yeah. No one roots for the hurricane ever.
Best dude, thing that ever
hurricane,
to those
hurricane over Puerto Rico any day of the week, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hurricane v. Puerto Rico?
Well, look, let's get our panel up here. This is going to be an amazing show. What we're doing today, if you guys know, this has been, actually, it's only been about a month, but it's been about a month of buildup. Today, we are having the finals of the open mic competition.
Gun in the Butt Challenge.
The Gun in the Butt Challenge between our producers. Alex, Serafina.
You guys get to be at a live podcast where people trying comedy for the first time will do it right. It's the, no one's doing this.
No one's doing this.
And so
they get 1 minute each.
An uninterrupted 3 minutes of comedy.
When you hear the sound of the West Hollywood bear, it means he just came in my mouth. I sucked him off.
Let's get our panel out of here. We have a lot to talk about. It's going to be a great show. Shout out to everyone watching on Veeps. Our first panel is coming to the stage. All these people are Skankfest family at this point. We fucking love these guys. This performer is just one of the fucking best comedians in the world, and he is a hometown hero here in New Orleans. Put your hands together for Mark Norman. Let him hear it. Mark Norman, deceptively jacked.
Hey, you got that right. She does anal.
Speaking of anal, our next comedian coming to the panel.
Ooh.
He is a true fucking legend.
Tim and
maybe
Dillon?
Maybe one of my favorite people on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Duncan Trussell. Next is a new Skankfest family and also one of my fucking favorite people. He helped me buy a car. He's helped me redesign my backyard right now.
None of this needs to be in the show at all.
He's also
man,
funny.
No, dude. You should see what he's doing in this backyard.
Oh, this guy knows his way around a textile.
Put your hands together for Nick Rochefort.
Thank you, guys. Another $750 down the fucking drain, Lewis.
Nick, we can barely hear you through the mask.
Another $750 down the drain. I dressed up like this at 8 a.m. this morning for you. You were like, yo, let's do a furry thing. Jay, I texted you. You said, text me. He was like, yeah, furry thing is funny. I have correspondence on this. Dave was like, yeah, let's do it. I'll be a raccoon. Fucking dickhead. $700 down the goddamn drain.
And he's got his raccoon costume.
I saw it back there, you freak.
Damn, dude. We have to stop fucking over Nick. He's going to stop coming back.
Guys owe me $2,000. Thank
you. This guy's $2,000 in the hole doing the show.
Someone in the crowd is going to come in their pants over this shit.
No doubt.
Kuduku.
There is no doubt.
Nick there's definitely 50 hot quiet. Somehow. Nick is a hot anime girl is fucking turning me on.
I know. It's like, I'm like a goth Asian right now. I'm hot.
Kuduku, kudu.
Oh, Dougie.
You're dating a Charlie Kirk shooter, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I think he was in the furries.
Yeah. And our final...
Sorry. I've been up all night.
It's noon.
It's early.
Our final comedian coming to the stage to help out with this historical event, our final Skankfest here at Skankfest. You know him. You love him. Truly a Skankfest legend. Give it up for Big K. Okerson.
I'm Big K. Okerson! Woo! That makes me sad. Please clap louder. Yeah!
I got a concussion last night.
Big K. K. Hokerson in the fucking house.
Big K's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is my White Claw.
What the fuck is happening at Skankfest right now? Holy shit.
They gave Kim fat cheeks.
Big K looks like Steven Seagal.
I like black dick.
It's true.
It's wow. Big K Okerson.
Yeah, she really.
I'm not gay.
Oh. That's true. That's true, Big K. You do love black cock.
Yeah,
and
we
figured out recently that Big K loves black cock and shit. He loves cylindrical brown things. It's his favorite thing in the world.
No one knows what cylindrical means.
Cylindrical.
Here, bro.
It's a good word.
It's a fantastic word. What a panel we have. Could we have made our contestants any more nervous with this fucking dope panel?
Yeah, we have a crazy panel. You guys all know what's going on today is we have our interns and producers doing stand-up comedy for the first time.
Oh, that's going to be bad.
It's going to be brutal, yeah. Now, here's what I'll say, that it's Serafina, who's amazing. She's been crushing it this whole festival. Serafina, I said this to her before we came out here. I was like, there's going to be pre-Skankfest Serafina and post-Skankfest Serafina. She's coming out of this.
That just sounds
one
like
pregnant.
Trauma.
Yeah, once pregnant with twins.
Yeah. It took about one day for everybody to figure out that there was a new hot intern at Skankfest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Christine, yeah. I need a fucking cigarette. Christine, you fucking bitch.
I got some right here. Jay.
Fuck. All right, go ahead, guys. I'm really nice.
Woo! Yo, it really sucks to look at yourself through this lens, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I want to hang out with Big K. Okerson.
Kim really holds up a mirror to yourself. You're like, who am I anymore? By the way, can I say, have we not had the best podcast at Skankfest that we've ever had? Like, is it because we're not making you guys stand for 13 hours a day in 105 degree weather? Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Well, there was only one way to find out through experimentation. And it turns out it's better to sit in a cool room.
3 years of standing in 105 degree weather. We were always like, yo, the crowds are always so tired at Skankfest.
But now, look how much you appreciate it more than we made you earn it. You had to earn your fucking seats.
I saw three people that brought their own chairs like assholes this year. Now they're going to just carry a chair around. We have enough chairs, you dickheads.
No, that was Fiona. Oh.
Oh, my God. What a fucking show. Here's what I'll say, that Serafina was here early. Alex, who's incredible. Truly, I mean, Alex has been to 8 Skankfests, which is incredible. Oh, yeah. Insane. Harrington, too. These guys work very hard.
She also weighs 8 pounds, so.
And this is the 9th?
What?
This is 9?
This is the 9th one,
ninth
yeah.
9th one.
But Jake, who, you know, Jake.
Actually, you know what? I have a really good story about Alex. Sorry to interrupt you, Lewis.
Hold on, Big K.
No. This is actually going to be about me. No, I didn't mean it. One time, me and Alex, we were at Six Flags, and we took a lot of acid, and Alex, you know, may I say, perhaps, a fine piece of ass. All right, forget it. Let's keep going. Go ahead, Lewis.
It was a great story. It was a great story, Big K. Very relevant.
I got one more story.
All right, now please go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Jake. Jake.
I can't wait to meet Kay Smith next year.
God damn it, you ruined the surprise. I ruin everything.
That's what Reddit thinks.
Oh, fuck. Jake wasn't, when we started this show, he was not awake. Now, apparently, he just walked in the door. Now, he's yawning as we speak. I'm watching him yawn.
Nah, that's good. He's not getting tired. He's getting angry.
Yeah, Jake.
Good coach. Good coach, Dave.
Jake has been kind of pissing me off at this festival.
Why?
Come on. He fucking, he fist fought for you.
Getting his ass kicked yesterday for you.
No, he didn't get his ass kicked yesterday for me. Yo Kratom gave him $500. Shout out to Yo Kratom, yeah, guys, making it all possible.
Thank you for that.
More money than Jake has ever made in his entire life.
Strange, though, last night, Jake was walking around, then woke up in his room without his money and spit all over his dick.
Ah, DeRosa.
Strikes again.
But yeah, Jake is very cocky. There's a lot of, like, you know, Jake likes being the guy that's a celebrity shaking hands. He's been the only person who's been invited back for a fourth year as a volunteer. Everyone else just gets hired. Jake has been an intern for 4 years on the podcast.
He doesn't do anything, so you can't hire him to do something?
You can't really fire him either. I can't tell him he can't come to the stand. So, I don't know, Jake. You gotta step it up, my friend. You lost your fight. You better win this, or your job might be in jeopardy tonight.
Maybe today's where he turns it around and kills it with Dave's tutelage.
Can I also say something that happened?
Actually, Lewis, can I interrupt for you a second? If with Dave's help, I think Jake could do good. Go ahead, Lewis. Good.
Other Jake, can I interrupt for a second?
Actually, a second. I would be honest with you. I was telling Lewis this before. I was telling the guys this before.
No, I'm actually interrupting you. yeah, this is how it feels.
Who would have thought it was going to be better than her Lewis? I just could have.
No, is it? No.
No. All right, I have a better idea. The intern that wins the contest sticks something in my ass. I'm not gay.
It doesn't sound gay. That's like for fun of the show or whatever.
It's not gay if it's fun, right?
It's just fun if it's fun for the laughs,
it's
right?
It's not gay if it's
fun. It's not gay if it's funny, but it feels good. It happens to feel good is a symptom of it.
And can I just say this? I think this is a good time to say it's not a big deal that Donald Trump sucked off Bill Clinton.
That's the problem.
Guys, let it go.
I'll go out on a limb. I think it's the coolest thing about him.
Oh, yeah.
I like that they're both white doing it.
And it's not gay.
It's not gay. It is funny.
It's not gay, and I'm not gay. Christine, give me a fucking cigarette.
So, Jake, this was a moment last night. If you were was anybody at the goddamn Comedy Jam last night? So fun. But Crackamico opened up the show, which was great. And Crackamico, the crowd loves him. Clap it up for Crackamico, guys. A legend that rose from the ashes of skankdom. I mean, literally was a fan of all the stuff that we did. Big O&A.
Some say he was a pile of trash who we brought to life.
And Crackamico kills it. He's killing it, dude. He's on his last song. And the crowd is so fucking hyped. And then Dylan and Jake jump out on stage and start trying to hype the crowd, and I watched the entire crowd go. Like, they ruined his last song. The two most unliked people in the Gas Digital universe, Dylan and Jake, thought they were going to get the crowd hyped. I literally watched people slump their shoulders. They were like, this fucking sucks now.
It's like watching Miss Rachel during Metallica. All right. I can't have them all. I'm gay.
I'm not. No, you're not gay.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, here's the thing. I want to talk to the panel a little bit. This is the first time they're doing stand-up. Mark, you've been doing stand-up a long time. You are a true master at this point. Everyone loves Mark Norman, the great Mark Norman.
Oh, come on, what are you doing? All right.
What was your first time on stage like?
Oh, man. Let's see. Lafayette, Louisiana. Drove 3 hours. Got blackout drunk. I was supposed to do 5 minutes, did about 11. They cut the mic. They hit me with the light. I didn't know what anything meant. So eventually
when they cut the mic, does that mean you do more time?
Yeah. So then eventually the guy's on the side of the stage like, get the fuck off. And so I got off, and I don't remember how it went, but I was hooked.
Yeah,
Yeah. That's amazing that you did 11 minutes first. That's what I always thought was crazy. Like, the first time I had to do more than 3 minutes seemed impossible. So the first time doing 11 seems not... But you were blackout, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. I was blackout.
Do you have tape of it at all?
No, no. But then I started writing for Michael Richards. So it's all...
We all got to get in somehow.
Yeah. But I wanted to do it far away. That's about 3 hours away from here. And I didn't want anybody I knew to be there. You know these guys who do the bringers? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I ended up bringing... My first time, I ended up bringing people because the first four times I went, I chickened out. I went by myself. So I was like, if they pay their $5, I'll have to go on.
No, he chickened out. He ate so much chicken that he passed out. It's a thing that Jay used to do in his early years in Philly. He was a big chicken wing guy. It was fucking crazy.
I chickened out.
You had to chicken out.
You were a black comic.
That's how you got paid in the black comedy scene.
Seen it 1,000 times. Classic black club chicken out. Lost many like that.
Duncan, what about you? What was your first time like?
I didn't even want to be a comic. I came to L.A. It had inherited like $10,000 from my grandmother. Thought it would last a year. And spent it all on acid, on liquid acid and synthesizers. And ran out of money in like a month.
Acid and synthesizers?
Dude, I swear. Duncan, this is the first I've ever heard this, and I swear I would have guessed this was your origin story. How did Duncan start comedy? I don't know, a crazy acid trip. He was probably time traveling.
Acid and synthesizers.
Well, I don't think he said acid and synthesizers. I think he was saying synthesized acid, but acid and synthesizers is funnier.
That was, no, acid and synthesizers. No,
you actually bought
synthesizers. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. It's the best.
What's a synthesizer?
Like a keyboard. Like,
you heard wrong, Lewis. I heard right.
That's crazy. Never mind.
I was never that good. I can. But so I ran out of money. Got a job at the comedy store. Was working on the phones.
You fucking said she's a child. Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
So the comics were like, why are you even here? Like, you should do your, the only reason to be here is you get 3 minutes on the open mic. And so I did the 3 minutes and I would try to be so artistic and I got off stage. It was terrible. I got off stage and Eleanor Kerrigan, who's a comic, she's in the back of the room and I walked by her and she's like, hey, Duncan. And, you know, you get that thing. You desperately want people to say you're funny, you know, especially after you eat shit. You're anything to get out of that pain. And she goes, hey, Duncan, I don't know what that was, but it wasn't comedy.
And you found your voice.
Yeah. Oh, what a great story. Nick Rochefort.
Yes. Yes,
you recently just started doing stand-up, not that long ago.
No, I did stand-up when I was 20, and I opened for Kyle Dunnigan.
Hey!
Kyle.
Yeah, funny guy.
He's super funny. I
don't remember, mean to interrupt you. I know a guy named Kyle.
You do. That's gay.
Funny Kyle Dunnigan thing before you guys get going.
Yeah.
I got the chance to work with him in Los Angeles once, and he was very, very talented with his impressions. But you have a thing, too?
No, yeah. I had to host a show, which is like not something you do. And I remember taking a girl that I started dating that was really hot to my first show. And I had to open the show for Kyle Dunnigan. And I bombed in front of like a crowd about this big for my first show.
Wow.
And I wanted to, I was so bad. I wanted to kill myself. It was in a casino. And I remember walking out and wanting to throw up on a fucking roulette wheel. I wanted to kill myself.
How long did you have to do it for your first time?
It was like 15 or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
How did you get the gig? How did you get a big... That's a big gig.
A friend of a friend.
Lies.
It was like, we'll let you open for Kyle Dunnigan. I was like funny at a party. And they were like, you can open for this thing. And I was like, oh, this will go well.
You were funny at a party.
What did the girl say?
Her pussy dried up like sand immediately. Yeah.
Well, wait till she sees it now.
Yeah. That's right, bitch.
Big K, what was your first time like?
Oh, well, the first time I did stand-up, I have no voice. It was a while back. What was it like? What was it, Big J?
1997.
Tell me.
No, it was 1997.
1997, I was just a little young buck. Lewis and Jay were scalping tickets or whatever on the streets. And, you know, I was out there and... you guys know I know Attell, right?
We do.
Me and Attell are friends. And he's a really great guy. Attell's a good guy. And we both smoke cigarettes. And the stand-up thing. Lewis.
Wait, you're friends with Dave Attell?
I'm friends with Dave Attell.
Fuck.
Dude, yeah.
We are. We are, though.
The first time I did a bit, I got up there. And I looked at the first black dude I could find. And I said... How big is your cock, and can you put it in me? I'm not gay.
Killed. That was a big day for us.
Did you ever put that gun in your ass? Did that go down?
Oh, yeah. One time.
Right down to the Birkenstocks.
You just look
no,
Muslim.
Listen. One time I stuck a Beretta... double pistol Beretta straight in my anus. Thank you so much. I don't want to take attention from the panel here. This is really not about me. I love to share with my friends.
Big K,
Christine, get me a fucking cigarette, you cunt.
Big K, I think she was putting the stool there so you would sit on it like Big J sits on it, not so you would dangerously stand on top of a
wobbly start standing
stool.
On it.
At the edge of a stage.
What if I start doing stand-up comedy on a stool?
Standing on a stool?
It's a fucking death march every fucking show.
Oh, excuse me, camera guy. Hey. Sorry, excuse me. Are you with anyone? That guy? Do you mind watching? Me and my girl are going to take her back, and we're going to hold hands all night awkwardly in front of our fans. No, everyone's going to see that we're going to have a threesome, and you can come in and get an artist massage or whatever the girls do whenever they're with Big J. I swear to God, Big J brings the girls in, and they get artist massages. I got to wait in line between some slut that's going to get ate out soon.
Big J's getting girls artist massages. Jay, is that true?
I've never got an artist
You're getting
massage.
Sluts artist massages at Skankfest?
False.
That is crazy.
It's I'm false. Also a liar. I'm not gay. I don't know.
Big K. Okerson, everyone. Big K.
Big K. Okerson.
Big K. Killing it. Before we get these guys up here, because this is happening very soon, very shortly this is happening, any advice for these guys for their first time?
Wait, Lewis, you have a teleprompter that says, New Orleans, how the fuck are we feeling?
No.
It's for Lewis. No.
It's all scripted, folks. It's all scripted. Don't buy it. It's a conspiracy.
Dude, what if we were telepromptering the podcast this entire time? Everything we say is carefully scripted.
You'd have to know how to read.
Damn, good burn, Big K.
Damn, Big K.
Thank you, Big J.
The fingerless gloves are off. No, this is the teleprompter for the comedians that are performing tonight, the interns and producers.
Oh, got it.
But he did write, I mean, I don't want to...
Don't Wait, give away the bad bits.
Who's Mike? G-Mike's hosting the stand-up.
You
oh,
dumb
I
shit.
Well, he did write in a script, Skankfest New Orleans, how the fuck are you feeling? You couldn't remember
Mike,
that?
You couldn't just commit that to memory?
That wasn't like just how are you doing today?
Let's really take this. Why don't you write down, look at crowd, talk into microphone. Man.
It's so funny. Poor Mike's not competing at all. He was like, well, I'll go up there. Everyone will enjoy my little hosting thing, and I'll get out unscathed. We've already fucking told him he sucked shit before he came out.
Well, that's
G, Mike,
crazy.
I believe in you, dude.
Third line, say N-word. All right, weird.
Oh, shit. Well, you know what? I think, I'm sorry. I was getting advice. I apologize. Mark, any advice for these guys?
Oh, jeez. Well, maybe don't use a teleprompter. Did they run this before? Is this the first time?
I know Alex ran her set. Serafina, did you run yours at all? A little bit she ran it. And Jake, did you run yours at all? A little bit. Not. They're both lying to me right now. Alex went to one open mic.
I think we're... Is this weird we're just doing Kill Tony?
No.
What is that?
I'm sorry, we're not familiar.
They have the
guy from the water?
it's very, very different, Mark. You see, they have the Big Mac. We have the Big Mick.
It's
very different.
Double arcs.
Alex's intro. Did you see that?
Yeah, we're doing 3 minutes.
We won't say it. Don't ruin it. God, my fucking glove smells like chubby groupie pussy.
Chubby
grouper. How do you stand it?
That's a great fuel.
It smells like burger and cunt.
Big K.
Burger and cunt. That's the worst law firm. Burger and cunt.
Mark Norman, the legend here on the Legion of Skanks.
Hey.
Any advice, Duncan, for these young bucks trying to
get
their first time?
Yes. You should do a land acknowledgement. People love that. Just do a land acknowledgement and try not to say anything that might offend any marginalized groups or people.
Here.
Nick Rochefort, any advice? These guys are moments away from coming up doing stand-up comedy for the first time ever in front of literally 1,500 people in this room and thousands of people watching at home right now.
G Mike says he can't.
They're gonna absolutely destroy. Yeah, no. I got Jake's bit at 7 a.m. this morning. It's gonna be the best I've ever heard. You guys are gonna get blown away.
Wait, Jake told you his bit?
Oh shit, we're getting blown?
No,
I'm not gay.
You guys are going to leave crying, realizing you've witnessed history tonight. I know that.
I love it.
So do we give them a golden book at the end and all that?
A little book, a little tiny joke book.
Right. They get a Beast Unleashed beer koozie.
Big K, any
advice? I think my best advice is fuck the stand-up, open up a network, a podcast network, rip people off, start a comedy festival, trick your retarded fans, And when you're going to do butt sex, if you spread your cheeks and you breathe in, it pushes in easier. I'm not gay.
I'm not gay. Big K. Okerson, I'm not gay. New album coming this fall. Look, I think we should get them up here. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, let's do this.
Is there a controversy? We have controversy right now.
What's happening, Jay? I don't understand.
G Mike. Just said he can't host.
Why? G Mike, can you get on a microphone over there?
G Mike, this was only a thing we found out was happening 3 minutes ago.
I have no idea.
I feel like four people doing stand-up for the first time in a row is a lot.
Are you pussing out, literally?
If you don't fucking host...
In front of our very eyes.
Mike,
no!
Mike, you fought this weekend.
If you don't host, I'm going to fuck you.
There's got to be a comic in the crowd who can fill in.
No. This is crazy. G Mike...
G-Mike, get the fuck up here.
It's not a lot of time, G-Mike. You're pussing out right now. That's insane.
Come on, Mike.
I did. I swear to you,
Nick
I did this exact thing.
G-Mike. G-Mike.
G-Mike. G-Mike.
G-Mike.
G-Mike.
G-Mike.
G-Mike.
G-Mike.
Yeah!
Now take the lyrics away.
The great G Mike, everyone, our host for the
make some noise for G Mike.
And I'll tell you, we're gonna have the audience decide who is the winner of the stand-up competition and who's in second place. And the third place person, gun in the butt, behind the scenes today. We're gonna do some video of it, but we can't put it on video for you guys. Veeps, they wouldn't allow us to do it, unfortunately.
That's not at stake for you, Mike. Mike, you're just hosting. Everyone's here for you, bro. You got this.
Thank you.
All you gotta do is be their friend. G Mike just
that wasn't gay. That was not gay.
Just be their friend. That's all they want in a host.
Okay. Skagfest New Orleans, what the fuck is up? No.
He's already off book.
No. It was
he's off book.
He's off book.
I switched it up.
Anyone go to that after party at Barely Legals last night? Barely Legals, is that the age of the women or their immigration status? This is great, doing stand-up for the first time. Bear with me because I don't have a mentor. They said, do you have any preferences? I said, hey, can I perform in front of 2,000 people that have seen the best stand-up comedy for 3 days straight? Is that cool? I said, really make me work for it. And I said, can you please make sure it's the most disturbing group of motherfuckers you can find? Is that cool? Can we do that? I want to be rattled when I get up there. This looks like a pet cemetery for Reddit trolls. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
G-Mike, you were literally scared of them 1 minute ago.
Shut up!
You're having so much fun now.
This is cool.
Yes! G-Mike!
It was worth it. G-Mike! This is like a pet cemetery for Reddit trolls. This is like the meeting at the beginning of the Warriors, but if they were all retards. Oi, 4,000 people at this festival, 14 hot women, and I counted them. All the women here look like they cut themselves. I'd ask who's watching your kids, but I'm not CPS. You get enough of that bullshit at home, right? We're here to party. I always think it's funny when goth chicks pretend to be good moms, you know? No one wearing that much makeup is a caring mother. Oh, is that a caring mother under there? No, it's a white trash six with a history of restraining orders. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
That's written in there.
There is every possible shape of human being here, yet no two are alike. All the guys here look like you filled a garbage bag with cookie dough and forgot to say when. And that's coming from me, the product of fetal alcohol syndrome. I'm feeling good. Is it cool if I get rid of my notes, guys? Is that fucking all right with you guys? Can I just shoot from the fucking hip? No, I need my notes. I need my notes. I can't shoot. I have other notes with, but you know what? I don't need these fucking notes, right, guys? Fuck notes, right? I got my phone with me. I'm gonna read it off my phone if that's cool. If that's all right with you guys. A little bit about myself. I like to smoke weed. Anyone here smoke weed? Yeah. I guess you could say I've been supporting black businesses since I was 12. And I can say that I produce the In Godfrey We Trust podcast. I don't have a black friend. I have the black friend. Any lady golfers in the audience? Any girls who golf? No? Fuck. Okay. I like to say retard. Anyone here say retard? But I am one, so I'm allowed to. Hell, I say retard so much, my kid's gonna come out a gay liberal for Palestine. I like to play video games. I hate when... I'm wrapping up now, I promise. I play video games. I hate when people act like they're too good for video games. I had someone say, yeah, I used to play video games, but now I'm too busy getting pussy. Yeah? How much pussy could you possibly be getting that you don't have time for anything else? That doesn't sound cool at all. It sounds like a fucking burden. How are you going to call your mom before Thanksgiving? Hey, I can't make it for Thanksgiving. Oh, why, you ask? I'm too busy getting pussy. Speaking of getting pussy, I'm in a relationship now. My girlfriend's 4'11", which is actually tall for her age. We're actually celebrating 15 years this weekend. Isn't that nuts? 15 years. She turns 15 tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Hell yeah.
Being in a relationship has changed what I'm into sexually. You know, I used to think I was into slapping and spitting. Turns out I just hated women. For a while there, I thought bipolar just meant she likes getting choked.
Really good.
I was up late last night because all the good porn's at 3 a.m. Anyone here watch porn? My favorite part of the porn is the titles, you know, Stepdad's Mom Fucks Horny MILF in Stepmom's Garage. I spend the first 20 minutes trying to figure out who owns the place.
It's gold.
You got more jokes than Lewis.
So my favorite part's the titles. My least favorite part is the behind the balls angle shot. Do you know what I'm talking about? The behind the back taint shot. And now I'm gay because that's the only time I can come, right? Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your show?
Yeah!
Are you ready for the first comic coming up? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hand the mic over to one of the newest members of our team. I want everyone to give a big, big round of applause, making her stand-up comedy debut. It's Jay's mentee, Serafina, everybody.
G-Mike! G-Mike! G-Mike!
That was amazing!
G-Mike, that was an amazing minute.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm obviously really nervous. I kind of didn't want to do this, but wouldn't be the first time that the guys ignored me when I said, no, please, no, no. So yeah, I know it's kind of like overdone to talk like for me to talk about my dating life, but I do have some weird experiences. I took an Asian guy's virginity. I dated an Indian guy, yeah. But no blacks.
I'll take it.
Yeah, the Asian guy. Yeah, I think I took his virginity, I think, or that, or I was fingered by a baby. I don't know. Can never really tell with those things, you know. So yeah, the Indian guy, he broke up with me. And he did it in like the most Indian-y way possible. He said the most Indian-y thing. He goes, Serafina, can we talk about the elephant in the room? He really did. I was like, oh, Ganesh? I've been meaning to ask about him. Why does he have so many arms? I think he watches me when I go to the bathroom. But yeah, that's kind of all I have for jokes. Jay was good. I mean, I don't know. I thought he was going to help a little bit more. I don't know. He texted me a lot. There was a lot of text. I'm going to read them to you now, if that's okay.
Yes! Yes! No, don't. Christine, get out. Get out, you bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... need your guys' like help. I don't know if it was helpful or not. Okay. So the first text I sent to him, I said, hey, this is Serafina, looking forward to working with you. Totally, whatever. He didn't write back till 4:28 a.m. And he said, hey, are you up? I want to talk comedy.
Classic me.
At 4:31 a.m., he writes, FaceTime me. 4:41 a.m., miss FaceTime from Jay Oakerson. 4:42 a.m., miss FaceTime from Jay Oakerson. 4:43 a.m., miss FaceTime from unknown. At 5:03, he writes, I don't even care anymore. Thanks, guys.
Amazing!
Great job!
That was so good.
Killed it.
Wow. The great G Mike taking his time, getting back to the stage.
Guys, one more time for Serafina. Holy shit, how was that? Again, stand-up debut. Serafina, actually, she asked me for advice on what to do when she got up here. And I told her to fuck the stool, and she wouldn't do it. I said, come up here like you own the place, you know? Walk up like, damn, you know what this mic stand remind me of? A big old black dick. But nope, she didn't want to do it. Next up we have, are you guys ready? She's my sister from another mister, the other half of the Legion of Skanks production duo. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to roar for Alex Scarlato.
What's up, faggots? This is kind of weird for me, you guys. I'm Alex from Legion of Skanks and Story Wars, or as a lot of you on Reddit call me, that skinny crackhead bitch who can't produce a podcast. It's kind of weird, you guys, being the mom of a toddler whose survival depends on three retards telling dick jokes. But believe it or not, I'm a good girl. I went to Catholic school growing up, which is crazy because nowadays my most Christian friend is a Jew. I never thought I'd see the day where Dave Smith is more likely to be murdered than Luis J. Gomez. You guys, Dave actually upped his security here at Skankfest after a guy with a trans girlfriend killed Charlie Kirk. I'm just wondering if they patted down Joe DeRosa on his way in here. Because if you remember 2 years ago, Joe also got shot in the throat. Thank you. Big J Okerson's here. You guys, when I first started working with the Legion of Skanks, I thought getting to hang out with Big J was the coolest thing in the world. But recently I looked around and I was with Mike Fenoya, Justin Silver, and Dylan. And I had to think, am I a fucking loser? I also used to think that in the future, when my child looked up at me for the first time and called me mommy, that it would be one of the most special moments of my life. But then I started spending time with James Gomez, and I saw him call 7 women mommy in the span of 4 years. You guys, he actually called me mommy once. Wait, no, that was Lewis.
3 minutes.
Lewis has a new Lewis has a new brand. It's called Body Brain Coffee. Lewis, your body and brain are both terrible. Nobody wants a body or brain like Luis J. Gomez, you guys. He's also got a new book coming out. It's called Knives and Spoons. I'm actually working on a book about Luis's father. I'm calling it Knife and Coon. Thank you, guys.
That was so much better than I thought any of you were going to do.
That was fucking good.
Boy, Zach Amico can really write.
Man.
No, let me make this very clear. Alex wrote that set 90% by herself.
All right, all right.
I literally tried to help, and she said no.
She said
just
no.
So you know.
Wait, hold on. Am I the only one who thinks Lewis is kind of a dick for saying 90%? Well, like, just say she wrote it herself. He had to let you know that there was one tag in there.
It was a joke, Dave.
Lewis,
you're talking to his baby daddy, Dave.
Lewis. What I was going to say before Lewis interrupted me is the one joke he wrote is the one she stumbled on. All right,
that was great.
I mean, this can't go bad.
So Alex mentioned Charlie Kirk passing away. I just want to say rest in peace to a real one, Charlie Kirk. They're saying his shooter had a trans girlfriend. You think that's why he hated Adam's apple so much? She ratted him out so quick, I was like, damn, maybe trans women are women.
Fucking G Mike's loose.
I scared you motherfuckers.
This guy didn't want to do it fucking 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, this is my new career. I'm an artist. Guys, you know this next guy coming up. He is the dab turn of Legion of Skanks. You know him from the Front Me Till Friday podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for Jake.
What the fuck is up, Skankfest 2025? The biggest gathering of retards since the Special Fucking Olympics. I think it's crazy that racist people call black people the N-words, when in reality, they just want them outwards. But you guys know me. You know I like black women. You guys have seen my ex-girlfriend love black girls. Not because they look good or because they cook good or have a good credit score, but just I have to say the N-word to come, really.
Do a land acknowledgement.
You guys know me. I'm Jake from Skanks. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. And I know what you're all thinking. Yeah, he probably just fucks his sister. You're wrong. She's hideous. I fuck my cousin. She's hot. We're all here because of the great Luis J. Gomez. We actually have a lot in common. Both of our moms did heroin. We're both a little gay. But at least my dad didn't get stabbed like a fucking pussy. But working for Luis J. Gomez is like working for a Puerto Rican Hitler that really just knows a lot of MMA and only calls you faggot. So we've all seen my fucked up feet on Legion of Skanks, fungus, gross fucking feet. They're terrible. But the fungus on my feet make the fungus on my dick not look so bad.
Thirty more seconds.
Too long.
Dave Smith is such a cheap fucking Jew.
How cheap is he?
He wouldn't spend 1 minute helping me write jokes this whole time. Another thing, I think it's funny that Dave has never owned a license, never driven a car, but all he says is build your own roads. What the fuck does it matter to you, Dave? You don't drive.
30 more seconds.
All right. So you guys know I was in the Army for 4 years, and I feel like the only thing it prepared me for was to take this gun in my ass. Anyway, it's my first time doing stand-up, but I think I've written more jokes than Big J at this point. Thanks, guys. I'm Jake. I love you.
Jake, just can warm. I have your paper? I gotta show you this paper. This is the best fucking notes I've ever seen in my life. Wait till you see these fucking notes. Don't you try to crush those up, dog. It's unbelievable. I don't know what's worse, the fucking handwriting or the material, but holy shit, wait till you see this retard chicken scratch handwriting this guy's got.
This is exciting. It's like the Epstein files.
Yeah. It just says retard, N-word, black girls, Hitler on it.
And those are the new core values of the Legion of Skanks.
One of them is just Hitler.
Bring up our three contestants one more time, guys. Clap it up one more time. Bring them up here. Serafina, Alex, and Jake. And let me say this. Doing comedy is so fucking terrifying. And doing it in front of you guys who are the smartest comedy fans. I mean, not you guys aren't smart, but you're like, you know about comedy. In the world, it's even more terrifying. This was just give them a round of applause just for trying it out. All three of them. Literally all three of them did great in their own way. What a great contest.
Great job.
What we're going to do is we're going to do a round of applause. The last person is taking a gun in the ass. We are going to give the winner $500 courtesy of bodybraincoffee.com. So $500 in cold hard cash goes to the winner. And second place just gets to just relax.
Yeah, you look over at that $500, you're like, man, I wish I had that. But then you look over at someone taking a gun in the ass, and you're like, you know, this is cool. I'll deal.
You better start dilating.
Everybody in the crowd wants Jake to win no matter what. This is a really
guys,
good odds right now.
Only clap your hands for the person.
Right, you got to vote based off the stand-up.
Oh, yeah. Give Jay the gun. It's a loaded weapon, guys.
Wow, cool.
We bought that on Bourbon Street last night at 2 in the morning.
It's about them today.
Only clap for the person that you think should win because it's first, second, and third place. So remember, only clap for the person you think should win. If you think Jake is your winner of the first ever stand-up comedy competition, clap your hands.
Yeah!
You got a couple people.
I'm not sure that's going to get it done for us, Jake.
Shit. How many people here, though? Oh, yeah, I guess that wasn't a lot of them.
If you think Serafina is the winner, clap your hands.
Going on at the end is tough.
A lot of people. If you think that Alex and me are your winner, clap your hands.
Hold on. It's, all right, hold on. Jake by a hair. Did you guys just...
Alex, you win $500 courtesy of Body Brand Coffee. Serafina, you are a new woman. How fucking incredible was that?
You
Jake,
guys,
go get your asshole you guys, prepared.
Nah, Serafina lost.
Lewis.
Pretty sure Serafina lost.
Lewis, you missed it.
Let's see what happens now. Serafina lost.
You guys missed it. As soon as you were done, Jake quietly went, fuck.
What a fucking show. Skankfest, thank you guys so much.
Holy shit.
And I mean this. We do these shows every year, and we kind of made the joke in the beginning of the day that these have been the best, you know, the best podcasts because you guys have seats. Maybe that's the reason why. But these have been the best podcasts we've ever done at the festival. Thank you guys for being part of it.
This is by far the fucking best Skankfest ever. And honestly, no one deserves the credit more than Lewis. This was all his fucking brainchild. So give it up for Lewis J. Gomez.
Rebecca.
Shout out Lewis, Rebecca, Christine, and Chairs.
Give it up for Chairs.
Give it up for Chairs. 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 Chairs.
Keep it going. Chairs.
Chairs. Chairs. Chairs. Chairs.
Chairs.
Chairs. Chairs. Chairs.
Chairs.
Chairs.
Chairs. Chairs.
Chairs. Chairs. Chairs.
Thank you, Skankfest. We'll see you outside at Skank Fights. Good night.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious. I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.